What's good, everybody? It's the conductor of the train, your boy DJ SJ614, and I'm here on the last episode of season six with our season six guest host who has been holding it the fuck down. We got...
It's Natalie P in the building, and you're not getting rid of me.
Yo, Natalie said, I'm not going nowhere.
Okay.
Period. Yes, Wolf of Wall Street. We love it. And we also have our two special guests from the previous episode. We have once again
Icely, also known as Icely Five.
And we got.
We have the most extraordinary gentleman in the building. This is Jermaine. How you doing?
I know that's right. We got motherfucking Jermaine, okay? And this is the New York Dose. Bow, bow, bow. Let's fucking get into it, y'all. Let's get into it. All right, so we're going to have Icely start off picking a topic out of this jar. If this is your first time joining us this season, this is how this works. There's this jar in front of us with topics inside of it. On this episode, we are going to rapid fire through some of them. We're going to pick a topic out and just rip off on it, all right? So, Icely, please do us the honors. What's up in there?
All right. What is it? No whammies?
No whammies, whammies, no whammies,
no whammies, no whammies, no whammies.
Come on, because I got like about three whammies already.
I know. Well, I don't know. We have some really good topics.
No,
I had yeah, we had some good ones. Trust me, we had a whole topic. We had a whole episode on teeth. All right.
Oh yes. My God.
Go. Yeah. I could chat. Literally, I've lived many lives. I could chat about teeth.
Come on.
I really would prefer not to.
Wait, what is this? It's a whole sentence.
That looks like a whole social security number over there.
Right. It says number 58. But it says, do you believe in unconditional love?
No.
Oh, shit. Do we want to use this one or 58 what you have?
It might be that. The person might have wrote it out
Let me see. Yeah, it's
oh, it is that?
Unconditional love.
Do we want to stick to that?
Let's do it.
We can do it.
I was going to say, can we skip?
You want to skip?
No, let's run it around real quick.
All right, let's try it.
So, Natalie, you said...
The only unconditional love I believe in is that between a parent and a child.
I believe that too.
Everything else is a contract of sorts. It's like if I don't fulfill, what's it called? The lady from Love is Blind was just talking about this. I literally just saw this on a, what's her name with the short hair where she married the dumb guy who wanted to be at the club all the time.
I didn't watch that show like that.
Oh my God.
I should have, but I don't ever.
So basically, you know, she was like, yo, like I thought when I got married that, you know, as a good wife, I just give him unconditional love. But she said it was very one-sided. And, you know, we were entering into a marriage contract and he broke the marriage contract. He was cheating. He wasn't respecting
her.
He was
doing all kinds of stuff.
So, yeah, love is not enough. Love is not enough.
I have a challenge for you. So you said...
Dump his ass.
You said... You only believe that it exists between a mother and a child, right?
No, a parent and a child.
A parent and a child. Thank you.
Yeah. It should. Sometimes it doesn't, but
and I say dogs too.
Okay. Well, I got a challenge for you too. What if your child killed your mother? Would you still love them? And what if your dog bit your girlfriend's fucking toe off? Would you still love that dog the same?
Oh wow!
Yeah, yeah, motherfucker, out here with the big questions. Is it unconditional or not?
Yes.
Well,
yeah, you would still love the dog the same and the child.
With the dog, you can train a dog. You can train a dog.
Okay.
Yeah, that I can say.
Okay,
but I still love the dog. I would have to get rid of the dog.
There you go.
Okay,
not unconditional.
Loving and choosing to exist with are two different things.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying? True. So like if you like I have so many people in my life that I've known that I like have actual love for, but like I'm not trying to have them and their toxicity be in my life all the time. You know
agreed.
What I'm saying?
Agreed.
I'm like that with my own father. Like, you know, I got some love for you, bro, but so like then, I don't want you in my space.
But then is that love unconditional? Because if you don't want to be a You said no?
The love
space
still
is a good thing.
It's just,
I believe,
you know,
in space is a good thing.
Space brings is a good thing. Sometimes that's the best love you can give.
Space brings you more closer to the person that you say you love.
Sure. Yeah. I
because when you move in with that person, like, don't you got other places to go?
And
like,
not even a partner.
Sound like mine. Yeah. In the beginning.
But it's not even just a partner, right? Imagine you have a kid who's an addict.
Yes.
Right? It's like, okay, like, and when addicts are in that space, they do fucked up shit. They steal from family. Yeah, they steal, you know, they do really fucked up shit. I just saw that show. What's the one with
Shameless?
No, about the opioids.
Painkillers?
Painkillers.
I want to watch that too.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah.
But
that's,
you know,
on Netflix, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Do fucked up shit. And it's like, you know, and sometimes like they try to come home. But
I forgot what was the family
knock
name.
Knock them out.
The family, they was talking about OxyContin. They were like the makers of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
My coworker, my colleague told me to like definitely watch that.
No, so it was good. I inhaled that show in like a day. What I mean to say by that is like, you know, sometimes they, as much as they loved their own kid, they're like, yo, I can't have this person living in this house with this active addiction because it's ruining all of our lives, you know? So it's, you know, the love is unconditional, but the tolerance is not, you know?
Interesting.
I've lived with that in my life.
Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, vlog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
With an addict, my god sister, and we lost her in 2019.
Oh, I'm so
sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to hit a chord.
And that no, it didn't, but it really made me reflect, like, I still loved her.
Yeah.
Because in the glimpse of her most darkest, like, one birthday, I went to go visit her, and she was taking mad long to come out of the bathroom, and I'm like, this fucking bitch, yo, like, I already know what you're doing, like, you're blowing my shit.
Yeah.
At this point, she had my aunt, who's really an older cousin, but you know when you raised Dominican, it's like, that's your tia, that's it.
That's your tia.
Period.
Facts.
So, and she's in her, like, she just turned 60, God bless her, like, last week. So, that is tia. I'm only 32. Point is, I'm like, damn, she got this house looking crazy now. Oh. The stealing, and then she has three daughters, like me.
Right.
And I'm the godmother of one of her babies.
Go, sorry.
I was waiting around for, like, 30 minutes. She's like, oh, give me a second. I was like, I had to like really like bring it down because unfortunately, like, we had another relative that would be like, oh, this effing crackhead, like, she ought to be ashamed of herself picking up her kids in school like that. And I still couldn't find it in me to not have compassion. And I remember like to hone it in.
That's
make her
family.
Feel normal.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, boom, boom, boom. Hurry up, bitch. Like, right. I got this fucking birthday card out here for you. Like, about to, like, give you some birthday kisses and hugs. She's like, oh, my God. Aww. Come out looking nuts. I immediately want to fucking cry. Aww. But I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I can't believe this is your life. Because this is a god sister, like, cousin. We've been through fucking thing under the sun, like, shit that she knows of me that she's taken to the grave, and she was raised with us, like, and it's creepy that I talk to you about it, but I have an aunt who's super spiritual, she's deep in this work, I've grew up in it, not no santeria. I hate when people be like, oh, that witchcraft shit, no, because I'm very of God.
Healers.
But I'm very spiritual, and I remember her telling my sisters who are in their like late 40s, way older, when they were teens, like, somebody in this round table is not going to make it till their 40th birthday. And she was 37.
Oh, wow. My God.
Awful. And she was at the table.
Right.
They were kids.
Wow.
In high school. So she was like, ooh, I just got a download. And it's not a good one. And they were like, what? She was like, I don't even want to speak it into fruition. And then they were like all scared. She was like, sadly, it may not be now. But obviously, when y'all grow older, maybe not. And that was her.
Wow.
Addiction really. And I still couldn't find it in my heart to dismiss.
Yeah.
I was still, till her dying breath, I was like, girl, what you all right? You feeling okay? Because her shit was like, some organ failed. And she was in the hospital for a minute. Like, so, yeah. It was really hard. Like, I went to her funeral, and 3 days later, I gave birth. I couldn't take it.
Wow.
And it's funny, my mom did not want me to come. She's like, I do not want you. And I was like, I'll be fine. Like, I just want to say goodbye. I didn't know that it was just like a swelling, like of memories and everything we ever lived in this lifetime under the sun, like traveling, like growing up in DR and then growing up here. And then she was a fucking gang member. Like, she had a hard life. So all of that, I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So unconditional love, yeah. I feel like I can. Okay. Because I feel like I had to live through that.
Right. Yeah.
Like, to the core.
Yeah.
Like, has used my phone to, like, front and, like, we're taking this information is really to get Percocets later and type shit. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Crazy shit. So, yeah, I do.
Love that for you. Nope, not me.
Period. How you go, Don't mean I'm going to tolerate it.
Right.
That's exactly. But doesn't the mean love it has to be part of your life.
Right. Yeah. Like Natalie said, I won't, you know, I'm not going to lose love. And even how Jermaine said, but I might have to, like, cut you out. Because at some point she was like, yo, can I come and crash where you at? I'm like,
no.
My sis, this ain't even my crib. Like, I was living with my boyfriend's family at the time. So, no.
And you got kids, too. You don't want to expose
at
your kids.
At the time, I didn't. I had one. I did have one.
Yeah.
So I was like, nah. It's too many messy. Moving parts. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Well.
So annoyed. You're such a Gemini.
I have pulled out another topic from the jar. This is number 57, privilege versus entitlement. Somebody else wrote this on the pip. Wow. Yeah. Jermaine, you let out a hearty laugh. What are you?
Yeah. I'm just laughing about privilege and entitlement.
Sounds like you got some shit to say.
Yeah,
what's in your mind?
I'm thinking about my job. And I don't want to talk about, you know,
work stuff,
people.
No, I don't want to talk about my clients because we do have clients that don't want to live in an environment, and they don't want to live in an environment under rules.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have clients that had parents that are entertainers, and there is doctors and lawyers, but they chose to just leave. So
yeah,
I'm thinking of more of myself, like. Like, child, your mother was X, Y, Z, and you didn't want to live underneath there. Why?
Yeah. Why?
Like, why? You crazy? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have to worry about nothing besides just going to school and not even worried about washing a dish. Like,
there's a reason why they're two different words. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like privilege is something that you have no choice over, you know, like it's like, you can't help if you were born a certain color. You can't help if you were born in a certain background. You came from a good family, a bad family, whatever. Like that you can't change. Like, you know, like when I say like, yeah, I had some privileges, like I'm not saying that to like speak better or worse over it. Like, it's just a fact, you know?
I agree.
But entitlement is when you think now that makes you a better person, or that you deserve better things than other people, or that you don't have to work as hard as other people. Like, you just feel like it's owed to you.
It's owed to you.
Like, that entitlement is very different to me than privilege.
Right.
Yes, it is.
I can't stand that shit.
It's very interesting that you put it in that context, because I never thought of it like that. I do agree with a large part of it, but I was also thinking about the type of privilege that you earn. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Like at a job, if you get a certain privilege. If you get a certain status or whatever, right? You unlock certain privileges, right?
Yeah.
For me, and you started to touch on this also, Natalie, at the end of your statement, but for me, it's an attitude, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Privilege is a reward, right? Privilege is a type of like reward system. Entitlement is
something
this attitude that you could either adopt because of the reward system, or you could adopt because you're not in the reward system. You know what I mean? Like, because you can have people that are very high up acting very entitled about their privileges, and you can have people very low down acting entitled about the fact that they
why I can't get this.
Exactly.
I deserve this.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's entitlement. Anytime a sentence starts with, I deserve blank, it's like you feel like you're entitled to it. Unless, you know, it's something where it's like, hey, I've worked my butt off at this company for X, Y, and Z. It's like, you know, but again, I feel like entitlement is a feeling. It's something that can be contested. Privilege is not. Because even if you worked your ass off to be the CEO of a company and now you have certain privileges with that, like, it's not something that can be like contested. Like, okay, that's the boss.
Yeah.
Like, that's the privilege that you now have.
Yep.
Now, if you can use that in positive or negative ways, but like, there's nobody that's going to take that privilege away from you. in certain spaces, yeah. you know, I like, I mean, I had to have this discussion with like a former employer of mine, cause he thought he was this underdog in this, you know, community or whatever, which may have been true. But I said, you still have the privilege in this company. Cause we were talking about titles and I was like, I don't like that you mistitle me when you introduce me, you gave me a title. Like it's, you know, people think I'm like just some little assistant now. And he's like, well, I don't really care to use a title. I'm like, that's cause it's your company.
Right.
Like nobody's gonna ask. Nobody's you know what I'm saying? Nobody's questioning like you. That.
Exactly.
So that's the privilege that you now carry. But now if you don't use it properly, then that can turn into
it's just entitlement.
Then that's like, entitlement.
Then it turns into problem. It's a problematic thing.
Yeah. It's a problematic thing.
But then there is privilege like us. Like, we have the privilege of running water. Personal privilege.
Very
we have
true.
The privilege. These are things that can't be contested.
Doing this. Yeah. If we wanted to do a podcast, I could drive up to see a WeWork.
Yeah.
We can speak our opinions with no ramifications. Yeah. That's a privilege.
Us women, especially. Yeah. You imagine? God forbid. Mm-hmm. Over here making sex jokes.
I'd be stoned to death. I'd be stoned
off with her head.
Yeah, I'm crying. Red A in the town square.
You're right.
No, God bless. Yeah. But not to even make it a joke, but it's true. Yeah. So that's when like privilege takes another topsy-turvy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where it's like, all right.
Yeah.
Then we become entitled like when we're like, oh, the Wi-Fi's down.
Yeah.
Now your little privilege became entitlement.
Exactly.
Why are you complaining about
I used
Wi-Fi?
To be, I used to come across people who was like, oh, you know, like, I don't have white privilege. It's like,
I hate that one. I hate those people. Why? Like, you don't like, know that.
You don't like. You're not living as another. Exactly. Yeah. Like, you just are. That doesn't make you a bad person.
Right.
Like, it doesn't automatically mean, like, oh, you're a bad person. But if you act like an entitled asshole, then you're not using your white privilege properly.
Just precisely. Like when they try to what is it? Yes, I almost said equate.
No, that's
now I'm thinking about too. Spider going down a damn rabbit hole.
There's pretty privilege. There's woman privilege. There's like
when they try to equate like Karen to the N word. You know, I could say nigga because I'm black.
Right.
But
right.
Shit like that. Like it's a privilege. Like no, you're just now you're being entitled to want to use certain terms. Like even back to the musical race theory. That shit is a dead.
Yep. Jermaine has another. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was going to ask you. Should we carry?
Yes, Jermaine has another number.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
I just want to know. I didn't want to interrupt anybody.
No, please. Wait, I don't know.
So
the cutoff.
The number is 17.
Ooh,
17.
Is not a list. Oh, I wasn't ready.
What come we on, got?
Baby. I'm chewing ice. Sorry.
My ice left. Yeah.
17.
No,
we did this again. Relationships, turnoffs.
All right, let me do it again.
So, yeah.
Oh, God. We're going to
do it again.
Let me just do it one more time.
How you go?
Okay, folks. No whammies.
No whammies. No whammies.
No whammies. No whammies. Okay, here we go. Let's. No, we're good.
I like this little jar thing, by the way, DJ.
I hate it.
We are good.
Because I don't like not knowing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like
it's
to
it's the fear of unknown. It's your cancer.
No, it's the tism in me.
So the number is 10.
10. Number 10. What do you got? 10.
Come on.
What the fuck is this?
Uh-oh.
Oh, what does it say?
What is it?
Oh,
what
Lord.
What is it?
I feel like this is something dirty.
Oh, no.
Wait, what is it?
What is
spelunking?
Spelunking.
What is that?
Spelunking.
I felt like I knew what that meant, but no.
What is that?
Spelunking is cave diving.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I'm like, it's some type of diving.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do I think it's something dirty?
So it just says spelunking.
No context, just spelunking. What fucking topic
I don't like
is this?
That one. Who did this?
No, we're doing another one. I'm picking one.
Yeah, okay.
Cave dive. Next.
That feels like a gag one. That is so funny. Like,
have you ever been? How you gonna dive?
That
what
sounds
is
like a accident waiting to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not doing
like
it.
A lawsuit.
Now, if you would have said skinny dipping,
come on.
I got stories.
That's to tell.
That is with
where
Lola.
Is the number on
how
this
go,
tiny
hey
one
Lola,
piece of paper?
Brought to you by Lash.
Okay,
Lola.
28.
What you got for us?
All right, let's see. Damn, I gotta pick the topic and I gotta find.
Oh, sorry. I know. I was gonna try to do it for you.
Okay, this is kind of a similar conversation. Music and artists.
Spelunking?
No, no.
Oh no, is it more music and artists?
Yeah.
What
can
does
we
it
do
say?
Another one?
What does it say?
Music and artists we grew up on. We
I
just
don't care
about
this
shit.
I mean, all right, let's all right. Let's go around.
All
right. Let's hit it and quit it.
Don't care.
Isley, who did you grow up on?
Oh, How you go? This is my moment of flex, y'all. Oh, bitch. I just did
the bitch just really. The bitch just flipped from I don't care to this is my moment.
How you go? Settle down. Hear ye. Hear ye.
Are you sure you don't have Gemini in you?
I probably do somewhere. Probably I just do. Did a Google Pixel commercial for Google.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay.
Yes, and nice. We just nice, did a nice. Short film with Equator Productions. Shout out to our brother yes, Equator. Yes.
Anthony wow, Prince, come please. On, Equator Productions.
Hey. And it was on, like, who was your inspiration? My big one was Missy Elliott.
Nice.
Oh. Black woman who was, yes. wasn't afraid to be, like, other. I don't like using weird, but when I use weird, I mean it different. In the most dope, yeah. sensual way. She was dare yeah. to be different. And then, not that it matters, but she was heavier at that yeah. time. Right. Which mm-hmm. it mattered back then, which
mattered
was big.
So much.
It mattered so much, and I'm sure, maybe not yeah. to some, but to us, like, outside looking in, of course, yes, that's when beauty standards are being set for us.
And she, yeah, she didn't over-sexualize herself either.
Never. No, she didn't. That's what I mm-hmm. loved. She
no,
didn't over
she didn't. She
I
was
think,
selling them records.
Yeah.
I think that's what was phenomenal. Like, I always mm-hmm. loved a creative, like, theatrical background. I went yeah. to
she
Talent
was
Unlimited
super
for drama.
Creative.
And that's what it was. I was like, I'm fucking watching a movie while enjoying the song. Like, what is this?
She yeah. was super creative and goofy at the same time.
That's
she was
goofy, yeah.
We don't. Yeah. I don't see that in this era of music when it comes to females.
You don't
see
their goofy.
I don't see the goofy side.
It's like Sexy tries to sell a little too much, even when they being goofy. Like, you know who does Doja. Goofy well?
I love
she did.
Tierra
she did.
Whack.
Yes.
She yes. does, and she got fucking bars, and that's why she's yeah. underrated, because she's goofy. She's yeah. not sexy at all.
You're right.
She don't give sexy, she don't give cunt, she don't no. even, but she's gorgeous.
Yes.
But she gives goofy and bars, and yeah. that's why a lot of people be like, Tierra, who? Huh?
Yeah.
And mm. she's so fly to me, but she's goofy, like, weird. I wear the weird yeah, shit, yeah, yeah. like, yep.
ugh. She's like a little Missy.
She
little
is Missy. A baby Missy. She
she's
is.
A baby Missy. She's a baby
right.
Missy.
She's a baby Missy.
All right, Jermaine, who did you grow up on?
So... All right. So a lot of people would, if you know me by now,
mm-hmm.
I grew up listening to a lot of artists, but the one artist in particular that caught my attention growing up, I was in the fourth grade.
I love that.
And come my on, cousin, grade. Right, fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin came over my house. Shout out to my cousin Kane. He came over my house and he had a disc. Mm-hmm. Yeah, CD mm-hmm. disc. He had a CD yeah. disc. And on the CD disc, it said, Usher, My Way.
Oh,
all right, put your panties back on. Relax.
I swear
relax,
to God.
Relax.
I'm a Vegas bitch.
I put on this sure disc and I was just.
That she got one on the way.
Come on, Jermaine. And I'm like, your ad libs.
This guy is phenomenal.
Mm. I love that at nine.
And then I was like, baby. So I don't want to say obsessed, but I was just like.
You really
fixated
looked up to
by,
him.
Fixated
yeah.
by
yeah.
the lyrics and the tone. Mm-hmm. I'm like, my God. And there was even a point yes. in my life I was like, yo, I swear to God, this man is, whoever's writing the music behind him,
yeah.
mm-hmm. they are like taking a piece out of my life.
It's wow. him, though. No. No. It was him.
It's not only Usher that writes.
No, but it was no. a collective. No.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah, I'm sure right. he has writers.
That's amazing.
What about you?
Love that.
Okay, so for me, you talking about Usher made me realize that
Usher's that guy.
He really Usher. Is,
and
so
shout
fun.
Out to him finally getting to be at the Super Bowl. He's
yeah,
gonna perform
yeah, that's
going to
be so fun.
That's gonna be
and
so
I,
much
I can picture it now. He's, I guarantee
I'm
going
to look forward to that halftime show.
Right now, that halftime show, yeah. he will be on roller skates.
He's going to show. Oh my
that.
God, I love that.
He
I
will
love
be
if
on
Jay-Z
some roller skates.
So funny. you talking about Usher made me realize that I did not, and you know, this is probably something that I'm going to, that I'm going to have to unpack later in therapy. But growing up, I did not listen to men. Like I
really?
I did not
no.
listen to men growing up.
Not and, even and, when your mom did it, like played it?
No, and, no. And in fact, I could one of the reasons was because this is probably like surface level, but one of the surface reasons is because I couldn't differentiate them. Like I didn't, I could not tell their voices apart.
Okay.
It wasn't until I grew up and I first started listening to Kanye West, which is why
oh,
I
wow.
love him so much.
That's why
wow.
you love him so. Bitch, okay, the, we share that connection. I love him so
he was the
oh,
first person
wake
that
up,
I was
Mr.
like,
West.
Oh my God, he sounds different.
Yeah.
I was like, I can actually tell when it's him. Mm-hmm. But I say that all to say I grew up on Queen Latifah.
Ooh, yes.
If you fucking know me,
T-Y. U-N-I-T-Y.
That's for unity.
If shit, you I know forgot me, about that song.
You know I grew Come up on motherfucking color. Queen Latifah. Living single.
Living single. Okay. Okay. She's not living color.
Living single and was the
what's,
shit.
What's so crazy is that I love that it's in this day and age that these new artists are even giving Queen Latifah her credit, you know, like yes. Queen Latifah really paved the way for hip hop, you know, and females in hip hop, and you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
But Queen Latifah and Brandy,
I love Brandy, and we have an old schoolmate that writes for her.
I didn't know we could do more than one. I just said Usher.
Sorry, well, those are my two. Like,
so can I throw one more in there?
Throw one more.
Okay. So I feel like it wouldn't be a Usher if it wasn't for Michael Jackson.
Okay. So, yes. My husband is named after him. So
my mom's used to.
I love it though. So
my mother was such a Michael a big Jackson.
Because of his mom too. Yes, the
big Michael Jackson fan.
Yo, it's so funny. There's like what we grew up on, and then what we like secondhand grew up on because that's what our moms listen to all the time.
But even my nephews. I had a nephew who was obsessed with Mike Jack, and he's only 17. So it's like.
So, like I said, moms was a big Michael Jackson 5 fam. Mm-hmm.
He's tiny.
She named my older brother Michael, and then she named me Jermaine.
Oh, wow.
That's so cute.
There it is.
That's
there
precious.
That's
very cute.
I love that.
I got a musical name too. My mom named me after Natalie Cole. Ooh. I cannot,
Come on, Nat King Cole.
I love that.
Yeah, Mike.
That's the second one.
Mike Jack played a role, man.
Offset is having a real Mike Jack moment. You saw that?
Yeah, I seen the video.
I seen clips. You see his outfits before this video? He went to go see like Spider-Man dressed as fucking Michael Jack. I don't know.
Really?
Correlation.
I was like, what is that?
No,
he looked phenomenal though. I was like, he looked like Michael Jack.
Natalie, what are your two?
Well, okay. You could tell I had some identity issues growing up because I grew up on Long Island. I was Dominican, but I also was like really into like hip hop and stuff like that. So my music taste was all over the place.
Mine too.
Right?
What part of Long Island?
Baldwin.
Oh, okay. Shit. Yeah. Yeah. I had family in Baldwin.
Yeah.
Wow. I had family in Amityville.
So, yeah. What? So it was pretty like culturally mixed, you know, but still Long Island, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I had the emo phase. I had the everything. But then I also had like really into like old school hip hop. And then I think my first CD that I brought home was from a boy in my class that I liked in second grade.
Second grade, named Dylan.
Come on, Dylan.
She remembered the name.
Stop! I had an Eminem CD too. What?
It was Curtain Call, and I remember.
Dylan, if you listening to this, Dylan, she remembered you, and she remembered the what was it? The CD, the Eminem Curtain Call.
All of it. Little white boy.
I love that for him. He has some soul, period.
He was a little Eminem. Like, I hate his mom,
period.
Oh.
Another topics.
Wow.
Anyways. Yeah. But I brought that CD home, and I played it on my little boombox. And I used to live in the attic of my house, right? And I remember playing it really loud. And my dad hears it. And you remember Eminem.
Yes. Held nothing back.
And he's like, Natalie, what the fuck are you listening to? My wrist ass is just a CD, Dad. And he's like, where did you get this fucking CD? I was like, a boy from school. And then he was like, this is some foul fucking language. I don't want you listening to this shit.
Keep in mind how many times
he was cursing.
Right.
And he was like, you can't listen to this shit. Tell that boy to get that fucking CD back. And I was like,
oh my God.
Here, boy.
And so my unhealthy relations with rappers began.
Began at 7. True life has survived the rappers.
So funny. You reminded me of this one meme. But anyway.
Little rebellious ass. Right? That was my parents' biggest headache. I already picked one.
We love it. All right. We're going to do one more.
No whammies. It starts with a 2. So get ready now.
Oh, boy.
Number 2.
It's a 25.
25.
Quarter century.
Wait, we talked about this one too.
It sounds like we did 25.
Yeah, we did 25. Normalize allowing your single friends to bring that platonic best friend. Shout out to Renee.
Yeah. How did all of these get back in the jar?
That's for Lola.
Shout out to Renee in the back.
Back in the days, Lola will be like, bitch, you want to come with me to so-and-so? Yeah. And here I go with a whole nigga at home. Period. And not giving these niggas no type of play, being the stushy little bitch.
Tell them.
21.
21. We crossed that one out. We're not doing that one.
How are these back in there? This is crazy.
I don't know. I have one in my
hand. How am I getting the fucking I don't know. That just gotta kick
you got
the bucket.
All the whammies.
Damn.
The next one is, oh shit, it's written out.
Oh shit.
Oh god.
Okay, what number is next to it?
Hold on, how you go? And the Grammy.
Don't get the name wrong.
Oh, wow. 59 is Survival Techniques, Alex, for 500.
Survival techniques.
That is, I'm pissed.
Alcohol.
In my pants
it
right
helps
now
me survive the worst things.
Survival. Okay. Oh shit, I was thinking of survival skills and then my mind.
Me too. I was thinking about like the apocalypse.
Liz is a Cub Scout, so
I feel
I'm
like we're missing something
my
to that. Survival techniques of what? Like a
yeah,
a
like I was just going through like survival techniques of how I get through.
Yeah, pick another
one.
I have no idea.
Because we could be on this shit forever trying to decipher the actual topic. Survival techniques. All right. I have number two.
Number two.
She's cute and short.
Numero dos. Let me scroll all the way back. Oh, this is going to be a good one. First date, no nos.
First date, no nos.
This is perfect because I just went on like a really bad first date.
Really?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Damn, I hate that for you.
First date. For you.
Honestly, I'm like, might never get laid again. Oh. But,
Jesus. Just like that.
All right. First date, no nos.
First date, no no. Okay, I'm going to say this. A first date, no no is.
Bad breath.
Yes, of course.
How you go? That's a friendship no no. Like, bitch.
No, I pulled up to the date and immediately, I was sitting from this distance or a little bit closer at a bar. I could smell him. And he was talking like this, covering his face. And I'm like, okay, so you couldn't just go get fucking brush your teeth?
Oh, that's the worst. He probably has like an infection.
Or maybe he ate something and that's why he knows.
He's probably like, he's trying to cover it up.
But if you knew that before a date, like, be prepared.
What if you didn't want to be late because of the, you know what I mean?
I already said I was going to be late.
So he had time.
He had time. He had plenty of time.
Awkward.
Damn, what you was going to say to you?
What you was going
to
say to
me? All right, so the thing that is a no-no for me is not coming as you are. And what I mean by that is, like, you know how typically for first dates, we tend to, like, put on the airs.
The job interview, yeah.
Yeah, like, you show up. Oh, actually, hold on, wait. Let me rephrase this to let it really hit. My no-no for a first date would be, do not come as your best self. Do not present as your best self. And what I mean by that is... You know how we put on the airs for the first date? We show like that best, perfect version of ourselves. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all that happens from that moment through maybe the potential relationship is that you just continue, you work your way to your true self during that entire time. So my no-no is I don't show up as my best self. I show up as myself, period, my truest self.
Right. Too, and I'm a type B, so I'm a natural socializer, so motherfuckers naturally fall in love.
Hello.
So I be having a real issue with, like, deciphering, like, don't do too much. Don't be too cute. So it gets a little, like, trying
sometimes
to
you have to hold back
a little bit. Like, fuck, it's kind of weird. Like, I've had men, like, really on some, like, yo.
I want to marry you.
Yeah, like, on some, like, oh, you could, like, leave your mom's house and we could like live like no
like chill out that's love
or like bonding. Or like even with like I could I remember I had a date a couple of months ago, right?
Oh lord.
And I was like, it hit my head for a second, but like I was myself, I was my true self, right? And I threw something on to wear and then a thought came into my head and it was like, do you look too feminine for this first date? Right? Okay. And that's not a thought that I normally have.
That's different for you.
You know what I'm saying? Right?
Yeah.
And and I was like, wow, I've never had a thought like this before. Why am I having this thought? And I was just like, wow, do you want this person so bad that you're, because I pulls my niggas, right? I pulls my niggas, right? But if I really wanted a nigga,
the bitches lining up.
I know that in our community, right, it's like you got to present masks and you got to do all this thing, right? Which is why I'm just my truer self. And if I'm having a mask day, I have a mask day. And if I'm not, I'm not, right? Right now I'm sitting here with fucking glitter on. You know what I'm saying?
And it looks bomb.
Thank you.
I'm going to need you to do my makeup one day.
I got you. Yeah. Thank you, right? So that in that moment, I was like, do I look too feminine? And I changed my outfit to be more mask, right? And then I was like, no. I was like, Derek, you are trying to show up as your best self, right? Like this mass version of you that da-da-da-da, right? And then I was like, no, I'm going to put on what the fuck I wanted to wear today, da-da-da.
How I feel.
How I feel. How do you feel? My truest self, you know? How do you and feel? I went on that date and we had a great time and we had a lot more dates after that, you know?
Look at that.
But imagine if I showed up as that mass version and I couldn't keep that up.
Imposter.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. And, or I was somebody different the next time. Imposter. That person would have never been meant for me in the first place.
You should just be yourself all the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Be yourself all the time.
You should. I mean, I don't know. I get told the opposite. I get told to be like a little, like, you know.
Tone it?
Yeah. To
those
like,
people don't matter. Yeah. You should never tone it.
It's not that those people. Yes.
They do matter. Who knows where it comes from.
Right.
Sorry.
And it's not that they don't matter. It's that they're not for you. Oh, you know what I mean?
Okay. Because the person. Their thoughts too is not for you.
The person that is for you out the gate, they're going to be able to deal with whatever the person who told you not to be so whatever. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because that's you at the end of the day. What happens is when you dial that down and you don't show up as your truest self, what happens is you end up with somebody that wasn't meant for you. For sure. And further down the line, y'all start, there's friction because you weren't your truest self in the beginning. And he probably wasn't either. You know what I mean? So it's like, you end up with somebody that you were never supposed to be with. Right. Meanwhile, the person that can tolerate all of Natalie is out there.
It's out there somewhere.
You know?
I'm alive.
I love that. Period. Jermaine, what are your... I know you have a girlfriend. I haven't had first day no-nos in fucking years, okay?
So...
years.
I can tell you on a... Well, not experience, but like for me, a biggest turnoff would be... You just in your phone.
Oh, I hate that.
You're in your phone.
Friend like, and relationship. Like, I don't like that.
If
like be in the moment.
Like, yeah, we're on a whole date. You know, I took you to someplace nice and I'm trying to get to know you more, but you're constantly in your phone. I'm the type of person, I'll just get up and walk away. Just
like, what if she's a busy bitch?
No.
No.
Stop that right there.
Give it to me.
I'm forever dealing with these guys. They're like, I'm so busy. No.
I'm a mom and I'm a busy bitch.
Facts.
I put the stand down.
Because here's the thing about people that say, oh, I'm so busy. They think that their whatever is in their phone is more important than whatever it is that you got. And it's kind of egotistic because it's like, who said I'm not busy? Who said I didn't have to rearrange 3 meetings and 4 obligations and reschedule 4 phone calls just to be with you? You know what I'm saying? Right. He's absolutely right. I'm like, I don't want people
just
sitting
down on
the phone.
If you're looking down in your phone, I'm literally that type of person. I'll just get up and walk away.
Wow. Yeah.
Just leave you.
Power. I gotta go. Like, I gotta
I'll just tell you, like, this is not working out. I'm done.
Yeah. I love that. I love that.
Have y'all ever walked out of a date, like, in the middle?
I ended a relationship like that one time.
Really?
You just walked away?
Yeah, because I told them, like, yo, when I'm coming to you, I'm coming to you with, you know, sincere. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not going to raise my voice. You're a whole adult. If you start raising your voice and start arguing, and start, I'll cut you loose. And I wasn't playing.
I ghosted somebody like that before. I was like,
I'm not ghosting you. I will tell you. Yeah, this is not working out.
No, I'll let you know. But I'm ghosting you first. Like the trajectory for me is my mood changes. I'm such a cancer. I will wear that bitch on my sleeve. You're going to know immediately something's wrong. Yeah. Even through text, how I'm answering, because I'm petty like that. And it's not even petty. I just, my bandwidth, I can't.
Yep.
So I'm not going to give it to you.
Right.
And then you'll see me fading.
I feel like you give it to somebody that they deserve it, and I gave it to somebody that deserve it.
Yeah. I know that's right.
Yeah.
Talk your shit.
No,
talk
that's a fact. I'm a real petty bitch, but I don't use my petty for no reason. Like,
no, me
neither. I'm not as spiteful.
Fun. Like,
I'm not vindictive or like, you know,
it's childish.
Like whatever or childish, but it's like I'm gonna give you the respect that you give me. If you give me none, I'm gonna give you less.
Yep.
Like, that's it. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. I've definitely walked out of situations before.
First date you know the person, Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, you know shit.
Somebody's name is Mr. Fantastic.
He used to call himself Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And everybody started joining along too.
He was at our early age, he was first boy that now as an adult I can reflect. He was the first ninja that was so secured in himself, didn't give a fuck about what anybody thought. You thought I'm goofy and corny, bitch? You live in your own world. He wasn't snooty about it. Yeah. He was like, well, that's on you. And da-da-da-da-da. Like, He was fine with it. Like, yeah. This is how I live.
He marched right. to his You're own fine. Fucking beat.
But let me tell you how that bitch played himself. Not him. We had a dinner and a movie planned, right? Mind you, we're like 18, I think. 17 or okay. 16. We're babies.
We're in the teens.
Right, we're in the teens. I'm telling you, I met my current husband, my husband that I'm with now, when I was 18. So hello. I haven't had a first, told you. So... he comes, we're in Applebee's, mind you.
Applebee's! Oh, I love Applebee's!
That was a high school. That was a high
school. Yes. Not the 2 for 20.
BDQs, okay, because I'm getting.
Not the 2 for 20, yes. First of all, for 20.
First of all, I still love Applebee's. I still go to Applebee's.
And that's when I was on that dumb feminist shit where I was like, we can split the bill.
Right? We can go touch. Well, let me tell you how that bitch made me carry the bill. Nigga what? Said, oh my God, I forgot my wallet. Like, oh, so no. That's the first day. Oh, no. He no. did that shit. And then when I had a boyfriend, I don't even want to say his name because...
Say it.
God bless.
Don't say his name.
He hit me with the damn, babe. Like, I don't get paid till tomorrow.
No. So why are we here today?
What? Right. Like, nigga, why are we here? The fuck?
And like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm not like a real like cost centered like bitch. You know, like, oh, you gotta take me to the nicest place and da da da.
Me neither. But dot your I's and cross your T's.
But if you know you're taking a girl out and you don't have enough,
make sure
to. Like, I ain't gonna take the girl out at that time or do something cheaper.
Oh,
like,
you did this.
I'm not
Jermaine?
Gonna sugarcoat it. He just wanted to eat some food and get the fuck out of there.
Oh shit!
If that's the case, motherfucker, we a couple, right? Well, it wasn't a first date though. Okay. That's the thing.
Well,
we
remember,
was already in it.
But y'all was
win.
In high school. This is 17, 18. So the fuckery was
at an all-time high. Yeah. Because then right after him, I met my husband that I'm with now, and it's like he was like, oh. You're a bitch and blah, blah, blah. You're with him for
comfortability. But you like it, though. But
you're
you
with
like
him for comfortability.
It.
I'm like, I'm with him because the nigga could pay me my Applebee's and then some. Like, fucking whoa. Scram.
I know.
But I said grow.
Fucking scram.
Fucking scram. Wow.
That's a no-no. Make sure what's you got some money. No.
I love that. Do we have any last no-nos for a first date?
Oh, I have so many.
I would say... Yeah, hygiene. Hygiene.
Yes, hygiene.
Please do not come.
Natalie brought that. That's a
please do not come into. Don't come to me smelling like fucking a dog. Mm-hmm. Don't come to
not
me smelling
a
like.
Dog.
That's crazy.
Don't come to me smelling like bologna. For real.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
And I take so much pride in cologne and hygiene. Yes.
And you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Because like I don't want to say I could understand, but I could like really, really imagine the scenario from niggas. But niggas. you talking about a girl women. Smelling like this. Smelling
that's
like,
crazy.
And that
women,
is
women are
crazy.
Gross.
Yeah, some yeah. women are.
Bro, women are gross.
You ever seen a ladies' bathroom at a concert?
And I think the older you get, the more gross you become.
I used to work at Lucille Roberts, and that's an all-women's gym. Let me tell you, she came in Chanel bag. And I
who, Lucille?
No.
She said that. She said
what?
That bitch
who,
was
driving off the Taylor Port, bitch.
I was about to say, bitch, you met Lucille?
It was a woman. I took my Chanel'd out fly, right? Baby, I went to go clean that bathroom, long story short. And I see her in the dressing room taking off her clothes.
Murder scene.
Had a tampon string coming out,
yeah,
right?
Murder
but
scene.
She had no panties on. How do you got your period? No panties. And it was fucking
and you working out?
That's hot. Disgusting.
I'm like, I can't you go in commando because your period.
She was
but
baking
you're wearing
bread.
White.
And what?
You're baking.
She was baking bread.
And then she didn't even
sourdough.
She kind of smelled. Like, not the period smell, because I don't shame whatever. You may have an infection, whatever. But her body, like, onions, like, she... But I'm talking about she came in fly.
Ooh.
Six
you
shades.
Are what you eat.
Nice Chanel. Nice outfit. But I was like, ooh, baby.
That shit is
you
nasty.
You are what you eat.
You
I
are what
agree
you eat.
With that.
Damn.
Wait. First, what are the first date no-nos other than hygiene? Talking too much about the ex.
Oh.
It's like, oh my God, my ex was crazy. Like that, okay.
Yeah,
like,
you can't pass on those experiences to the new person. You can't do that. You
like
have to give that person a chance.
Yeah. Okay, so I agree with you. You can't pass it on. I agree with you. It is
those traumas
event
you
section.
Yeah.
But I like that. You know why? Because
you like to trauma bond, you unhealthy fuck.
You know what? No, it's not. It's not trauma bonding for me. It's I want you to blurt out what the fuck happened to the last person. I want to know what. I want to know what you're signing down. Up
for.
Exactly. Yeah.
You want because, the whole facts?
Because especially
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. Especially since the last person that I was like. Not committed to the last person that I was consistently that's the C word.
Such a
sorry.
Yes. Board.
Oh my
the
goodness.
Last person that I was consistently seeing, they never spoke about their ex, and
it was no need to.
No. The topic slipped up twice, and they were very vague about the way things ended.
That was
I got hacks for that.
It was
ending.
No need to because feel like
Let me tell you something.
All right, I'm gonna let you. Know.
Let me tell you something. Shut up. Because we had an insane ending. When I say insane ending, I mean
car chase.
Cops were involved.
Yes, no.
blood was involved.
No,
it was a.
Do I know who you're talking about?
You were around during the time, but I don't know if you might know. But it was in.
I'm gonna ask you after.
Yes,
you do. Like I definitely do. I've been there through it all.
It was an insane.
We don't talk about exes was on dates, DV but situation. We can talk about them on podcasts.
And what he did afterward, what he did after he went fucking crazy, he moved to another state. Wow. Like he left the city.
Wow.
And when I met him, he had first got to the city.
Wow.
So I feel like there's this pattern of
where
like
he just goes into new
being
cities.
Fucking
I come here,
crazy.
Fuck shit up, and then I leave.
Exactly. Yeah.
Gave me a direct shit.
Yeah. Right. So it was very.
So you do need to kind of know certain things. And I feel like, so I've kind of come up, I've dated quite a bit now because I've been single for most of my 20s. And I feel like I come up with like little hacks. Like I won't say like, okay, tell me about your exes, but I'll say, how did your last relationship end?
Exactly.
Like, I just want to see if they take accountability at all. Because, you know, like, I just want to see. And then we move on. Like, we don't spend the whole day talking about it.
I'm a firm believer on that word. Accountability. Yes.
Hello.
Yes. I.
Because if they're like, my ex was crazy, blah, 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 blah. Male or man or woman.
Did you trigger her crazy or his crazy?
Right.
Yeah. It's like, okay, what'd you do to do that? Because, you know, like, I mean, listen, I'm very grown enough to admit that sometimes I was the problem.
Same.
And, you know, same. I don't say that that much on a first date because I tend to not like that.
If I'm wrong, please hold me accountable.
Exactly. And then, you know, little stuff like that. Or like, you know, and then because guys like to hide their girlfriends. So I'll be like.
Yeah, hell yeah, they do.
I don't, I don't ask them, or their babies. But I don't ask them, oh, okay, do you got a girl? Because obviously they're going to say no.
They always let tell
who do you live with?
Raggedy.
But you know what else also? I'm always hoping that I don't get someone that thinks like you. Because honestly, on those dates, I'm always like.
You're the guy that's hiding shit?
I'm not. That's the thing. But I am the one that's like. Oh, I was never the problem. I really wasn't. Like I'm so logical.
No, there's always
I'm never
something.
The problem.
There's always something. Because humans we're flawed. We're flawed.
Yes,
do you
we
think
are.
You have there flaws?
Are, yes, of course. There are so many other places.
I go, now that I sit with it, hold on. Was I the problem? I don't think I was either.
Hello?
Yeah. I'm so serious. I never got broken up with and I've never been rejected. Actually, I did get broken up with. And I okay, now how you go? I humbled myself.
I'm fucking crying.
But I was also 17.
Okay, so yeah. So if
so
you spent
I wasn't
a lot
a problem.
Of your...
I think it was a product of my circumstances.
I know, that's right.
So dead ass.
I was
but
never
that doesn't
the
mean that you were like a completely flawed person.
And then I was like a victim towards the end. Like, I don't like victim. I'm a survivor.
Yes.
Hello.
And then, like, that was a flip topsy-turvy as a whole other fucking segment. But... Yeah. He tried to make it seem like what had happened was my fault.
And that's not okay.
And then now I sat with like, well, that's not what okay. did I do to invite that?
Right.
So that's where the accountability, but that's then it could work. Be misplaced accountability and it could be the shadow work that you're
absolutely.
Working through. Because I think that's what it was at the time. Mm-hmm. I was grieving a parent and I was on one.
Yeah.
The Toti was on one.
But wait, hold on, wait. But this circles back to.
Oh my God.
But doesn't this circle back to when I was like, oh, I wrote that whole book and half
trauma
the time was a grief.
Horny and grief.
No.
Why?
And yo. You don't. And what's crazy is that
it's finding a way to release some type of emotion.
Exactly. Yes.
And I've spoken to many people that at first, when they hear me, they're like, "Oh, nah, you bugging da da da," and then they realize with themselves that, like, yeah, somebody died and they were going crazy, like sexually crazy.
But that doesn't mean that I was going sexually crazy the minute the person.
Nah, you was going sexually crazy.
No, and that doesn't mean that you're not grieving. Like, yo, I'm telling you, I went through a real like. We're not going to use this clip. I went through a real whole phase.
How did those figure?
I might still be in it.
Sit in your truth, because I went through a whole phase.
Hello. I went through a bit of a whole phase. But, you know, and it wasn't like multiple... It wasn't even like I had multiple partners. I just would like go to people that really weren't for me.
Same.
You know?
Oh my God, that was me.
It really wasn't for me. And I'm even still to this day, like my friends kind of be like, yo, you kind of be picking the wrong ones. Mm. And it's because sometimes, you know, you want to fill some kind of a void by going with this like shallow company that doesn't like really push you any, like, you know, there's people that do you harm and then there's people that just exist and don't make you better.
Yeah.
You know, and neither of them are good. So
shout out to the whole phase.
I feel like everybody needs one though. I refuse to marry a man who has never gone through a whole phase, because then you're gonna try to go through it while you're married, and I don't want
to.
I've been through one whole phase back in 2020. I was talking to you about that.
Yes, she was.
2020.
Yes,
period. She was. Yeah. That's your past life, Jermaine.
Say it again.
That's your past life, Jermaine. You left it in 2020.
I had just broke up with my girlfriend.
Oh shit! And those are the prime whole phase times.
Bonafide hoe.
I just broke up with her, and I was just like, "Fuck this! I'm about to tear down everything I
period.
See." But I wasn't happy.
Yeah.
I was not happy.
It doesn't fill the void.
I was not happy.
The more you go looking for it, it's like it drains you even more.
I wasn't happy. And I went back to her and we spoke about all the things that weren't working. And then we just talked everything out. And then 1 minute we went out to eat. Mm. We got our nails done. And we was just, it felt like we didn't break up. It just felt like everything just felt right.
It was organic.
Yeah. So. Mm. I didn't like that whole phase. That shit was like the shit I was doing. You'd be like, what?
Yo, and I feel
and
like
I don't want to put it out here because she will be listening to this.
The reason I don't like that, Jermaine, and I had a really close friend. I'm not going to put the person on the spot either, where they couldn't just get like, why don't you want like multiple niggas courting you? I'm hella spiritual.
You know me.
A baby was born with a high priestess.
Come on.
Like, I'm talking about, no, seriously, like, oh, Alec Ogun, all of that, like, oh, está montando, and like, lo palo, we listen to palo, Quinito Mende, like.
I might need your contact.
Real shit.
Eventually, very far from now.
Yeah, and it's to the point where I was trying to explain to her, like, I don't want to take on those multiple energies. I've been there, done that. My whole phase was tired.
It was bad. Wow. And I realized the more that I got,
onto me and their fucking karmic situation was pasting on to me. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I learned how to use the discernment, thank you, God, early enough to reel me in a real good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like a real Virgo that grounds everything and brings it all into perspective.
That shit was not fun for
me.
It's not talked about with men a lot. Because let me tell you, like I had this conversation with my brother, because my brother's 22 and he's, you know.
Oh, he's going to live his best
life.
Well,
I'm so proud of him. He just got a girlfriend, guys. Aww. And he actually don't cheat on this one.
Like, shout out to your brother.
We love that.
I just feel like he went through a stage. He went through a whole phase where he was like, oh, I'm young and I could just do whatever I wanted. Da, 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 da.
No consequences.
And I was just like, you don't understand. Like, it's really not good for guys to be sleeping around like that either. Because it's like, you think that that's the only way you can get intimacy, that you think that that's the only way you can get connection.
You
think that's the only way
timing.
You're going to get, it makes your ego feel good. And it's like spiritual candy. It feels good in the moment. And then afterwards, you got all these bodies and all these fucking
fizzles
stories that
away. Like, what do you
know,
left?
And then, you know, if you're not careful with that, that whole phase can stretch now 10 years and you got the eternal bachelor that doesn't know how to connect with
anybody.
Yeah. And now, that shit is not good. And like straight men,
You know what's so dangerous?
I know a lot of eternal
about.
I was talking to you about this a lot. Oh,
well, yes, you absolutely were, and this is what's so dangerous because I have been in my whole phase for over 10 years.
Yeah,
or 10 plus.
I think you'll always be your polyamorous till you die.
You know, okay,
I don't want.
But that doesn't mean
wish,
you're in a whole phase. You can be polyamorous.
That is true too.
No, this is very true.
I don't wish that on you. I wish that you will find somebody that will accept you and deal with
you
your bullshit.
Don't wish what
and I'm a find multiple
I want
bodies.
Him to find somebody that's gonna love him down.
I've been thank dying you. For him to find somebody to love him down.
I know, love looks so good on
it's
me.
It's never too late.
It's never too late. But back to what Natalie was saying, just because you are, in my past life, I had to be polygamous as fuck. In
yes,
this life,
was.
I am polyamorous as fuck. And for me, right, what you said about the thing with being with these multiple people and not establishing like real connections,
mm-hmm.
I'm the exact opposite. I am with these multiple people.
And you just connecting
and
all over the place.
Every one of them is such a special connection.
Me too, and I don't like that.
And I love it.
I'm too emotional for that.
I love a good storyline. And somebody else that I was talking to today, they were literally just saying to me and about me, they were like, yo, like you really be making all of these niggas feel special. Like,
ooh, yeah,
big.
That's a skill.
But that
means that you can really connect. And you know what's
exactly.
so funny is I ain't shit either, right? Because
I do that shit too. Like,
yo,
she said, I ain't shit. I ain't gonna lie.
My retired whole phase, like, stage is like for the last 3 years, I've had like 3 consistent boyfriends
mm-hmm.
that, like, they're all like part time, right? And I like see them every, you know, they're in Guano, whatever. But I'm faithful as fuck to those 3 motherfuckers.
Hello.
Yo, like, I don't sleep, like, you know, it's
those
like.
Those are
yo,
your 3.
I was in bed.
That's it. Well, you know, and then 2 of them fell off, and now I'm accidentally
but
monogamous.
But at least you got options. You're keeping your options open.
And I'm like, smart. I don't like this. I only got 1 left. Like, last man standing.
Last man standing. I almost feel like
your
a commitment.
Up roster, sis. Like, up the
I know.
Roster.
Yo, you know what's so crazy? I was in bed with a friend. This was a couple of weeks ago. I was in bed with a friend. We were cuddling, right? And also, I mean, whatever, complicated. But this is a straight friend, right? But and we were just cuddling in bed, right? And he was like, yo, he was like, you really making me feel like I'm your nigga. Aww. And I was like, that's what they all said. That's what they all said.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? And he was just like, nah. He was like, that's like a real talent. He's like, mm-hmm. that's a gift. He was like, I feel safe right now with you. Like,
do you
I feel,
not have Cancer in your chart? What
my
is
moon
a...
and my rising are both in Cancer.
Are
that
you
makes
serious?
Sense. That
yes.
makes sense.
Why did I not know? It makes perfect.
Can somebody make it make sense for me? Because I'm over here like,
Cancer
how does it make
warm
sense?
And fuzzy.
Very nurturing, very...
The shit with astrology, you're going to find people with very similar characteristics about you. And the shit with astrology, you were born under certain ways the stars aligned and the constellations aligned.
Yeah,
and so if several people were born under that same kind of constellation, how it's arranged, I may not know the deep, deep shit about it, but I just know that at some plateau, y'all all have these similar fucking traits.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Cancer has been, I'm gonna make every one of you feel motherfucking special. Mm-hmm. Whether it's at my job, whether it's at my, even my kids. I have a little favorite kid, but it'd be their little traits. Fucking unique in their.
That's how I feel about my 3 boyfriends.
I love that for you, because when I was in that whole phase, yeah. I was like, well, damn, like, and that's what I was saying about taking on all this energy.
Yeah.
These niggas is getting too comfortable. And mm-hmm. there was mm-hmm. one where I was like, I can't. How you, I'm not going to use the, I'm not going to put it as the clip. But I was like, no, like, I can't do this with you. Like,
yeah.
this shit
yeah.
is not.
Well, you got to do performance evaluations every couple
of and that's the shit.
I know, that's the fuck right.
And
niggas
I'm a
need
drama
supervision.
Maker, so baby, I'm putting on a show.
Hello.
Like, had a hater to you.
Come on, hello.
Why does the conversation always come back to this with us?
I love it. I love it. Some
wow.
Some,
he's a caterer.
Some horny motherfuckers. All right. Well.
Oh, I'm very horny.
we know. We know.
I'm always very horny.
We
I never turned down Jake. That nigga, I could be mad at him for 30 days straight. That nigga pulled his pants down. I'm like, so what you finna do? Like,
well, that's why you got three kids. That's why
she
I got took three
back
kids.
To the
base
and she
don't
said,
stop.
Once the pants so come down, you know do? What time it is. Ain't no questions.
And then I'm
fake
mad.
What's
like,
going on?
Get over here.
She says, what you trying to do? Wow, amazing. That brings us to the end of our last episode of season six. Thank y'all all so much for joining me. Natalie, you've been such a joy and a pleasure this entire season.
Don't make my Cancer moon cry.
No, you have. You've just been so amazing. I have just loved the spirit, the conversation, the insight that you have brought to this show. Thank you so much for joining the New York Joes. You know, I have to also give a special shout out right now, of course, to our other two hosts that are not here tonight, to Adelise and to Two. Our babies, they could not make this last episode of
Whack.
The season.
Addie is a cancer too.
Yes, Addie is a cancer too. But I thank you so much for being here with me. Thank you. Isley and Jermaine, my special guests, thank you so much
for joining
the New York Dose in these last two episodes of season six. Y'all have been amazing. Y'all have been a joy. Y'all have been a ride. Feel free, all three of you, to visit us again in the future.
Of course.
Isley,
thank you for having me.
Stranger to the show.
A regular.
Period.
What are you talking about?
That would be
it's
solid.
The New York version.
Hello.
I love that.
But yes, no, thank you. And our guests, our audience will hear from you again.
Yay.
Don't ever forget to stay dope, stay dose, and stay New York. It's the
New York dose, baby.
Not me waiting for
Dope the news.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose Less Party.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose Less Party.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose Less Party.
What I say? It's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love, it's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park, don't get caught after dark. Yes, this train running to Saratoga. You'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville, never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here still. What's good? Pop off on my pill, and if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.